You have a great aviation product. It's time to let the world know about it. I'm Paul Plagg, and this is Aero News. To say the editorial staff at Aero News sees a large number of news releases would be a profound understatement. We see hundreds every week, and the sources range from Boeing down to backyard tinkerers. We look at all of them, but sometimes a new and innovative product can be overlooked just because of the words written to promote it by the very few people who created it. Now, those people should be the best able to tell others why it's new and innovative, but often the information is expressed in a somewhat uninspiring manner. So what is the best way for a company to get its news to Aero News? Well, joining me now is ANN Managing Editor Rob Finfrock, who offers some tips to anyone who wishes to get their message out to the ANN audience. Well, Rob, I guess the first question should be, when should a company send a news release to ANN?
Anytime there is news of any kind to report, Paul, and that's whether you're talking about happy news, which you're very eager to spread out to a wider audience, or if a company is managing a crisis, a news release is one of a company's most vital tools. Now, happy news is just that. A new product release, you've introduced a new aircraft or a new gizmo that pilots, you're eager for pilots to use and appreciate and purchase. You can also be talking about personnel changes with promotions or new hires, new contracts awarded to the company, or any sales achievements. That's the stuff you want to write about when you're a company and you want to get out there to an audience. Not surprisingly, that's the stuff that we really enjoy reporting, too. It's easy to report good news. It's the stuff that we want to write, and it's the stuff that readers want to read about. But not all news is good news, and it's important to remember that a company's message is just as important, in fact, I'd argue even more so, during the bad times as it is during the good times. Getting your message out to the media, whether it's good or bad, shows forthrightness. It shows leadership and that you're in control of the situation. Think about it. Aviation is an industry that's seen more than its share of failures, and any successful company today, for every product that has been successful for a company, there are dozens behind it that were less than successful.
Well, and if you have stockholders, there's another whole dimension added, too, because it's not just letting potential customers know you're in control, it's letting your stockholders feel a little more comfortable. We'll get back to that bad news scenario in a minute, but first, let's say I have a new product I'd like to announce to general aviation. Where should I start?
Well, first of all, you have to keep your audience in mind when you're writing a news release. For example, is it a product that you're going to be promoting to the flying public as a whole, whether general aviation pilots, biz av pilots, even military pilots? We do a lot of reporting when it comes to new advancements in military technology as well as it relates to flying. You have to keep in mind which sector are you trying to appeal to. Keep in mind that whether you're talking about general aviation, military, business aviation, all of them have slightly varied but very real differences in perception, opinions, and jargon. You have to know your audience, and you have to know how to write to them. If you intend your audience for the general public, let's say the average person with little connection to the overall flying industry, apart from an occasional airline flight or a weekend $100 hamburger run, you have to be absolutely sure your release is free of any jargon that pilots may use with more experience, or, better yet, explain what that jargon means. For example, how many people on the spur of the moment know that the FAA stands for Federal Aviation Administration? When you stop and think about it, that's not necessarily something that's very intuitive. If you're in doubt, run your news release past someone with little to no aviation background before sending it out, and listen to their questions. If necessary, adopt your release to suit those questions. Keep in mind the famous 5 W's and 1 H of journalism when writing your release. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. Now, since we're talking about a business, we also add a second H to the mix. How much? Answer those questions as quickly as possible in your release, and you've done almost all the heavy work. Construct your news release as if you're having a conversation with a member of your target audience. For example, if I were pitching a product to you, Paul, I would try my best to adopt a conversational tone.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to tell them first, and how would you say it? Write that conversation. Really, it's that simple. And speaking is simple, keep it simple and on message. If you have more than one message or more than one product you'd like to announce, write more than one release.
All right. Whether you're announcing a new product or a promotion of someone within your company, it's nice to have pictures associated with it. I know that especially for content on the web where it's sometimes tough to get enough graphical content on a web page, it's always welcome to get pictures that you can use from somebody who has a press release.
Absolutely. I cannot stress this enough. send pictures. It's better to have more pictures any day than have too few. Now, that goes for clip art, logos, even digital snapshots. Art is precious to print media outlets such as Arrow News. If you're promoting someone, send a picture of them. That way you get your company's logo in the story, and let's face it, that's important. And you also have the person that you're promoting or talking about, they get their picture on the web. If you're promoting a new product, let's see it. For example, if you're promoting a new electronic flight book or flight system, if you have a couple of different screen captures of that example, send all of them to us. We'll use them in the story, or at least we'll use the ones that we feel are most relevant to the story. Again, more art is the more art, the better.
All right, and I have to put this in because I know it happens where you get pictures from somebody in association with a press release with no clue what the picture is about. It'll be a picture of some guy in a tie smiling, but it's not necessarily clear who the guy is.
Yes, that's very true. Captions to art always help as well. Again, when you're talking about some kind of graphic, obviously we'll know what your company logo is, or if you're writing a release about a new product and you attach a photo of that product, it's easy to put two and two together. But yes, the more art you send, it does help to have captions separating who is who, what is what.
Okay, so we've got the informational guidelines, send pictures. Are there any other tips?
Yes, definitely. Add quotes. Quotes are pictures painted with words, and we really like them. After all, who better out there to say something about your new product than you or somebody with your company? Actual words are always a definitely good thing. Keep in mind, though, that you don't want to get too fancy when doing that. When inserting quotes into a story, you don't have to agonize over 10 different ways to say, "he said." That actually does the job quite nicely. Also, since we're an online news service, always include a web reference. That's very important. Let's face it, there really isn't a business out there today that can survive without some kind of presence on the Internet, and that's especially true with aviation businesses. Every story we publish on Arrow News has an FMI line where readers can go to get more information. That's a web address or an email address that readers can use to contact your company or at least read more about your product on the web.
You know, one of the things I'm amazed by, Rob, is that a press release on the Internet has an incredible lifespan. You might get somebody clicking on it a year from now. The neat thing to be able to do with a link like that is make sure that link stays hot. In other words, don't put up a press release and take it down 4 days later. Make sure it goes somewhere where if there's no more news about that product, at least there's general news about the company.
That's very true. Keep in mind, we have stories archived on our site going back 6 years, and we have the capacity to extend that as long as Arrow News is around, and we plan on being around for quite some time. You do want to make sure that your release today is going to be relevant to your company down the road. And again, you want to make sure as much information in that release as possible will carry into the future.
All right, so I have my release together. How do I make sure that you or somebody else at Arrow News will see it?
Email submissions work best. We are attached to our computers almost 24/7. You send us an email, we will read it. Phone calls are certainly welcome, but emails are much more effective because it's a print media and it allows us to refer back to it when crafting a story. When sending a release to Arrow News, send it to this address, editor, E-D-I-T-O-R, at arrow-news.net. That's aero-news.net. If you send it to any other mailbox, and we've got quite a few out there, it could get delayed.
Rob, we need to take a break, but we will be back in a moment to resume the discussion. This AeroCast is sponsored by Aircraft Engine Services, makers of the aluminum V220 and V300T engines.
How smart is the engine in your aircraft? Automotive engineering has advanced so much over the past 30 years that you almost never have to raise the hood. Why can't an airplane engine be just as smart and just as reliable? Now it can. Check out the new V220 and V300T from Aircraft Engine Services and their state-of-the-art engine management system. Both the V220 and the V300T feature a fully redundant and certified engine management system that controls all engine operation parameters. This EMS includes a true FADEC that manages propeller pitch and other elements of engine operation not usually controlled by the EMS in piston aircraft engines. The EMS automatically provides an optimum fuel mix by constantly measuring the manifold pressure, ambient pressure, engine speed, and throttle positioning, and calculating the appropriate fuel injection injection timing for each cycle and cylinder. The AES V220 and V300T. As simple as a car's engine, but oh, so much more fun to drive. Check us out on the web at theaircraftengine.com or call us at 321-268-3718. Aircraft Engine Services, the shape of things to come.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20G2. Interested in a substantial airplane that remains practical and affordable? Whether you're a non-pilot looking to begin flying lessons, a pilot needing personal transportation, or a fleet customer selecting the best plane to meet the demands of a multiple aircraft operation, consider the SR20G2. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Okay, you got the license and now you're renting or even own a plane. Now what? Hi, I'm Tom Gresham, host of Wings to Adventure Television. And every week on the Outdoor Channel, we show you incredible places you can visit in your plane. Shot in spectacular high definition, Wings to Adventure captures cool planes, interesting people, and fly-in getaways you haven't heard of. Plus, we always have fun. There's more info at wingstoadventure.com.
We're back with the rest of today's Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, and I'm talking today with ANN Managing Editor Rob Finfrock about how best to submit news for coverage by Aero News Network. Now, Rob, we've talked about how to spread the good news, but what about when that message is not necessarily positive?
Well, let's talk about the bad times. And this is when a company's message is most important. This message might explain a downturn in business, your views on a regulatory issue or trend that may hit your business in a negative manner, even a mishap involving your product or service. We've also dealt with several stories involving layoffs with a company. Those are never fun. With each of those examples, the key is to get the information out there. Now, remember when I mentioned earlier about forthrightness and leadership? This is when your company can best show its most admirable qualities. Let's say your company recently introduced a new airplane, and unfortunately, it looks like the first fatal accident in the type has just occurred. This scenario combines all the least desirable elements of what we do. It includes a loss of life and also a potential lack of information early on about what happened and why. Often, the manufacturer of that airplane will be one of the first entities to hear about such an event, and that's especially true if the company also has an active owners group associated with the type that shares such information on community forums. Paul, as you and Jim talked about recently in your discussion of reporting aviation accidents, it's important to separate speculation from reporting the facts, especially early on. And it's just as important that those facts are presented correctly, especially tuned to an aviation audience. Let's use an example. When describing this unfortunate crash where the plane impacted the ground, did the plane slam into the side of a mountain as something that you'll often see in the general media, or does the accident appear to be the result of controlled flight into terrain? Some may say that's splitting hairs, but really, which statement best tells the reader what might have happened?
Well, and obviously an aircraft moves faster than an automobile, and so the general media loves sensationalist terms like slam into the side of a mountain when it describes normal operation that just went off course.
That's very true. And then Aero News is geared specifically to an aviation-oriented audience. We know our readership, and they know us. It's also important to note that increasingly when an accident occurs, and we saw this especially with the unfortunate loss of the Comair regional jet in Lexington in August, more and more of the, quote, mass media outlets are contacting Aero News for specific information related to the event. We're on speed dial with several news organizations, and when they want to know information on matters that a pilot would be best able to explain, they're calling us. So who do you want to have the information that's relevant? We see it as a sign of trust that news organizations are contacting us about pilot matters. We also consider it one way, perhaps a small way, but very important, to lessen the occurrences of news outlets reporting on twin-engine Piper Cubs, as an example,
right.
or every high-wing aircraft being a Cessna.
Right, right.
We take the responsibility very seriously because it's obviously a very serious matter. Above all, whether it's good news or bad, a company should not be afraid to put all the relevant information out to the media. Now, it's not a question of managing the story, and that's certainly a road we don't want to go down because we're not in this business to be a corporate mouthpiece. That's why companies have PR departments, after all. Instead, the question is one of, again, forthrightness. Let's say a company learns that accident we're talking about occurred after some kind of mechanical problem with the aircraft. That opens up a whole can of worms for a company, but let's face it, it happens. That information is going to come out eventually as the FAA and NTSB investigate the matter. But it speaks volumes about the company or companies involved if we hear it from you first.
And that's a very difficult thing sometimes to do, especially for a young company that may have been at the limits of its capitalization to bring the product to market. And I understand that, but you're right, that that integrity speaks for many, many years after an event like that. Rob, we've had a lot of information covered here. Is there any other way interested parties can review these tips and suggestions?
Certainly, Paul. We have an article on the website we run about once a month as an ANN FAQ, because this is certainly a frequently asked question. That lists our suggestions for sending news releases. Anyone can do a search on our website for the term FAQ Your News to find it. But really, if anyone has any questions, they can just ask us. We're very responsive to our readership, and when we get an email, we make every effort to reply within 24 hours. Oftentimes, that's actually less than 6 hours.
Okay, and one more time, how do people contact you?
If you have a news item that your organization or company would like to have considered for publication on Aero News, send the release and any relevant artwork to editor@aero-news.net. And remember, good news or bad news, it's all news.
Well, Rob Finfrock, Managing Editor of Aero News Network, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes out to join us today on this AeroCast.
Thank you, Paul.
You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. On the web, you'll find us at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.